Hey, we're 4 games out of 4, unfortunate to say, 4 defeats now in the National League so far. How do you feel after that game against Waterford?
I think the general consensus today is that we're just hugely disappointed. We had really high hopes going into that game. You know, we had, you know, great preparations, you know, been working hard for the past fortnight on, you know, how to prepare for Waterford for today as well. And you know, it just seemed a bit flat at times. You know, there were some parts of the game where we did very well, but we let them through just far too easy for those 2 goal opportunities. And, you know, I suppose the other side of the pitch then, you know, had 2 very good goal opportunities ourselves and didn't take them. And they really did punish for us for that in the second half then.
Yeah, it seemed like Waterford were able to get their scores on the board a lot easier out there. Maybe Donegal found it very hard to get their scores on the board today.
I think so. I think we really went into the game today and we had the attitude where we had to just go for it and play with no fear. And we did commit a lot of players up front for their kick out to really put the pressure on them. And at times, you know, we did reap the rewards for it. But obviously then on the other side of things, when the ball went over the head, you know, we were under huge pressure to try and get back off the pitch. And unfortunately, that's really where their scores did come from. I do feel like we had to take the chance, but you know, maybe if we had have, you know, finished on the other side of the pitch, it might have just taken the pressure off a wee bit. So just disappointing overall whenever we'll be looking back in that game. I think we were hugely optimistic going into the game today. We were never under any doubt about what sort of side Waterford are. They're so hungry, they're so diligent in everything that they do on the pitch, and we've never been in doubt about that. But I just thought maybe on our home ground today that we could have, you know, squeezed them in and, you know, maybe reap the rewards on their kickouts. But they're a very well set up team. They're really, really leggy and, you know, have serious pace, and they definitely cut through us at times and you know, got their scores very easily from doing that.
Not the best performance from the Donegal girls today. Do you think maybe you put yourself under that wee bit more pressure out there today because you needed a one?
Yeah, I do think that, you know, we were very aware going into the match today, like all we're hearing is, you know, that we've no points on the board, and we're hugely aware of that. Like, you know, we know we're in a very tricky position now. You know, relegation is not what we were, you know, looking at, you know, at the start of this year. So obviously it's hugely disappointing. We were really hoping that we would have left the game today with, you know, points on the board to put us in a nice position going towards Cork next weekend, but at the end of the day we didn't, and we have to look towards the rest of the games we've left and just make sure that we improve on today's performance to put some points on the board.
Yeah, big game again next week. You travel to Cork to take on Cork. You have 2 games left after that. They're two home games, but again against Dublin and Mayo, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be really tough, you know, especially after Mayo's win last night. You know, we are on our own now at the bottom of the table. It just leaves things being very tricky for us. It's really, you know, we've no other option now than to treat these next 3 games as must-win games and, you know, forget about performance and forgetting about building on, you know, our performances from the previous week. At the end of the day, we just need to win the games now and, you know, do everything that we can to make sure that we do that.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you know, league, I suppose, and Division 1 is a great place to be competitive-wise, but, like, you look at the likes of Armagh and Munna now who are in Division 2 and still going well every year in Championship. And Donegal in a transition of players, as you see, a huge number of new faces out there again today. Like, would it be the end of the world if you went to Division 2?
I think you know, seeing how the girls that played for Donegal before us for years and years, how tough they had to battle to get to Division 1, it would just be very disappointing for us to think that we would let that go and, you know, let the standards slip and, you know, go down to Division 2. You know, we see from the likes of Ramah how long it's taken them to try to get up to Division 1 and they're still not there. So, you know, it really is what it all costs for us now, and if we can at all avoid it, we want to avoid going to Division 2. You know, playing against the top teams in the country is how you continue to progress for championships. So the longer we can stay in Division 1, the better it'll be for us for championship as well. So that is our aim.
Yeah, absolutely. Mirren, how do you think you're fair out against Cork next weekend?
I think we just have to treat it as if we're well able for it. I know it's, you know, going, you know, it's a long bus journey down, and, you know, we're going obviously to their home ground, but there's no excuses. Waterford came up here today, you know, a long journey for them, and, you know, looked as if they had, you know, had 10 nights rest playing against us. They were so well ready for it in the pitch. So we just have to adapt the same attitude. We have to go down, not think about the journey, not think about it as their home ground. You know, we're equals on the pitch. We're 15v15, and there's no reason why we can't go down there and take the points with us.